one of the ushers begin to share, you know, rice or fish or something like that. Begin to share it. And then some of them just, instead of them to wait for this stuff to go round, they just begin to pick and eat and eat. And then some other people are hungry. Some people are left hungry. All right? And then some people are okay. This was an issue. Praise God. It was an issue. It was an issue. Paul says, don't you have a house? Can't you eat at home? All right? Can't you eat at home? You just ate yours and now you're going around. He was not teaching them how to perform the Passover. No. Look at 1 Corinthians now, 11 verse 21. As we close. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 21. For in eating, everyone takes before another his own supper. See that? Supper. And one is what? Hungry. The other is drunk. See the crazy thing happen here? What? Don't you have houses to eat and drink? Or do you despise the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say unto you? Shall I praise you in this? I don't praise you. For I received of the Lord. Now, when he says, I received of the Lord, as we close, what he meant is not that God showed him a special revelation. Oh, he just saw it in a vision. And then he saw Jesus Christ saying, eat this man. No. What he meant by I received of the Lord is the same word he used in 1 Corinthians 15, 3, where he says, for I delivered unto you that which I also received, how that Christ died according to the scriptures. So which means what he received was from the scriptures. What did he receive? The things that were written already. Means that he read from what? Eyewitness account. Please take this note. He read it from the eyewitness account. Who was the eyewitness account? Luke. How do we know that? Luke told us that what he wrote was what the disciples of Jesus Christ told him. Luke chapter 1 verse 1. Look at, as we close, Luke chapter 1 verse 1. Thank you, Father. Luke chapter 1 and verse 1. Luke chapter 1 and verse 1. All right. It says, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Verse 2, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. So these ministers of the word are the disciples of Jesus Christ. So they told them, they were the eyewitnesses that he spoke of here. And that is why he was able to write what he wrote here. So Paul learned from Luke. That's what he means by he received of the Lord. So I received of the Lord means I received the information about Jesus Christ. I received the information about Jesus Christ. So that is exactly what he meant. So I received of Jesus Christ. He now recalls the Passover, using the Passover's lesson to teach communion and fellowship. As we close, let's read that to the end. To the end of this text. For I received of the Lord, or I received the information about Jesus Christ from Luke, that which also I delivered unto you, that Jesus Christ, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. He's now giving us what he heard, not so that we do it, but to get the lesson from it. He says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Now, is Jesus, when he says break, when he just broke the bread and said, take, this is my body broken for you. Do this. Is he asking them to break bread? No. He's asking them to learn the lesson of brokenness, sacrifice, which is broken for you. Do this. Do what? Break bread. What is break bread? Be sacrificial towards one another. All right. Take, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup. Remember, Paul is using this to teach a lesson. After the same manner, he took the cup and supped and saying, this cup is the cup of New Testament in my blood. Do what? This. That is, drink of my cup. Drink of my... Learn from me. Do this. For as often as you do it, you drink it. You drink it. Remember something. Now look at verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. That word show the Lord's death means you make a display. You show it. You display. You act it out. How do you act it out? Communion. Communion of the brethren. Fellowship. Contribution. Giving. Taking care of one another. Someone is hungry, you take care of them. Guys, I must tell us this because we're going to go into that. In a body like this, as for instance, in True Wine Ministry, we are a family. It is very proper and appropriate, because I'm taking us little by little into all of this, for us to be able to care for one another in physical things. It's not just to come and hear God's word, which is important, it's fundamental, but it's the word of God is meant to teach us how to conduct ourselves amongst one another, even despite whatever it is. It is not out of place to begin to relate with the people you're seeing here. Sometimes it doesn't have to be me always checking on everybody. Sometimes you can say, hey, I haven't seen you around. Even if they're far or near, whatever it is, whether it's a physical meeting or an online meeting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Instead of being that kind of person that gives people a room to not believe. Some people are here, they stop coming. Why? Because they don't believe. Hallelujah. Eternal salvation is false. Someone asked me a question and I said, is Jesus Christ the only way? Something like, someone here. And I said, yes. Since then, that was the last communication. That is not right. It is not out of place to reach out to someone and just say, I just felt like I'm, saying hi. That's all. That gives us a sense of Passover. That's how we keep the feast of the Passover. Sacrifice and connecting with one another. Praise God. I hope you're blessed already. So let's end this now. You say you show the Lord's death. Now look at verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread. What is eating the bread? Keeping the Passover of love amongst the brethren, including in their eating, their physical eating. Their actual literal eating, rather. It says, as you eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So that means when you don't do it right, you are doing it to Christ. When you're not treating your fellow brother right, you are doing the same thing to Christ. Remember what Jesus told Paul? Why are you persecuting me? Because he was treating the body wrongly. He was persecuting them. You insult your brother. You talk bad. You are doing that to Christ. You talk bad about a pastor. You say, look at him. He doesn't know the doctrine. You are insulting him. You're saying all manner of things. Oh, the pastor is like this. Do you know this pastor's weakness? Somebody was gossiping the other day about my own pastor. Hey, God. Guys, I tell you the truth. Did they anybody... I actually unfriended someone because of this. And I didn't even care. The person was shocked. It was as though the person never knew me before. The person was beginning to mock my pastor. Say, it's like this, like that. Hey, like this. I said, don't ever say that again if you want to be my friend. Don't ever say that again. The person was saying, I blocked the person. Still, I didn't even waste my time because I don't give room for rubbish. That is a dishonor to Christ. It's a dishonor to Christ when you don't treat a fellow believer with love and honor. I don't care where they are coming from. I don't care their social status. You should not care either. When you don't treat a fellow believer with love, you are not keeping the Passover. You are not being sacrificial, guys. Hallelujah. You don't treat God's brethren as second option. They are your first option, guys. With time, you get to realize this. But I want you to know this, that this is exactly what Paul... He was not talking about wine and drinking. That's inconsequential to your conduct. How many times have you been drinking wine? How perfect are you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If that was sufficient, you would have just drank wine and eaten bread so that you get born again. Praise God. It says, But let, in verse 28, let every man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sick, and many of you sleep. Hallelujah. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Hallelujah. That's why it now goes on to now in chapter 12, and I say, concerning the spiritual gifts. Now, we have talked about the natural things. The spiritual things now should be done with love. Don't do it to show off. It's love Paul was teaching. Now says in verse 13, if I do all of these things and I don't have love, I am rubbish. In verse 14, one by one, let everything be done in orderly. Tongues and interpretation, singing in tongues. You see the communication of Paul. In chapter 15, now tells us, I remember the gospel that I heard of the Lord and I told you. You see that? And then in verse 16, he closes and says, greet them in the house of Chloe, all of that. So you guys, you understand what Paul was teaching. You see Paul's soonnesses, Paul's understanding. It takes a man. So be very careful how we treat believers. And I'll close with this. Sometimes when you, for instance, a brother reaches out to you, and I see this happen often, a brother reaches out to you and tell you, say, brother, I need money. You just treat them as if, you know, something is wrong with them. They are your brother. Imagine Christ coming to you. That's exactly, guys, it's not a metaphor. It's exactly what it is. Hallelujah. I'm not saying people should just be stupid anyways. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, when you see a brother in need, sometimes your rejection of that person makes the person feel bad and then goes in to start doing something bad, like robbery. He gets caught and is killed. For this cause, many of you suffer. If the brethren of Christ can do what the church is meant to do, guys, I think the church will be fine. Praise God. We're going to stop right now because of our time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Any questions? I'll give you 30 seconds to ask and then we'll leave if there are no questions. God bless you. I hope it's quite clear. We'll just rub off the next teaching and then we'll go into the next interesting one. Glory to God. Praise God. Anyone?